This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lila Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Refuah Shalem for Kol Choylei Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in Nesunim B'Tzara V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Makkos, Perik Aleph Mishneh Zayin. And we're talking about Edim Zoymimin, people who came to Edim, that came to Besen, that wanted to, let's say, put somebody to death or punish someone somehow. And then they found out that they were lying through the form of another pair of Edim coming and saying, you couldn't say this about this, you were with us at the time. And there's a special pasuk that says that they get the same punishment that they wanted to give to that person. Now, we were speaking before about that one pair of Edim and one pair of Edim. We have a pasuk to tell us that the second pair of Edim, it says, you were with us, we trust them over this first pair of Edim, who say, obviously, they're going to say, oh no, we were never with you, right? So, how do you, two and two, a pair of Edim is two, right? So only two and two are trusted to be one or the other? What if two people are saying Edis about three people that you were with us? Is that also trusted? What about if it was 100 people saying Edus together that this person killed? And now two Edim come and say, all you 100 people were with us. What's that considered? So the Mishnah will tell us that as long as it's considered a testimony and as long as it's considered Edus that they're saying, it's considered that they are able to, with two people, refute them. Al pishnayim edim oishlosha edim yumas hames. The pasuk over there, when it talks about edim zayim, it also mentions that it's either two or three edim that you need to kill somebody. So in miskayemes haedus bishnayim, if a pair of edus, if the testimony is considered valid with two people, lama parat hakasav bishlosha. Why did the pasuk have to also say three people? Why isn't it understood? Once I say two, that three is understood. Just to tell you that three is like two. Just like you can have three witnesses, three Edim, that go ahead and refute the words of two Edim. Also, it could be the other way. If you have three witnesses that came to say that this person killed, then two Edim can refute their words. Uminayin afilo mea. How do you know that even if it's 100 people that all came to say testimony? Kamad loimar. The pasuk comes to tell us, Edim. Once you say Edim, it's any set of Edim is all like one. Remember, before we mentioned a story about many pairs of Edim. This is if they're all acting as what? As one set of Edim. The 100 people are acting the same way that two people would be acting. Now, let's take a look over here. We have, this is the pair of Edim that say the testimony, and here's three Edim that are trying to be mazim them, that is saying, you were with us. But the same thing would happen if you had three people that try to say testimony, and these two people that are being mazim them and saying, you were with us. Reb Shimon now derives this and takes it a little bit further. Reb Shimon Omer, Mashnayim Einan Erogan Achi Ushneim Zoymimim. Just like two people that are Edus, that are witnesses, cannot be killed until both of them are considered Zoymimim. Right? So you have if you have two Edim, right? These two Edim. And these three Edim came and they said, only you were with us, then they're not killed. They have to say, both of you were with us at that time. So too, af shloisha einin erogen, ashi yushloshtem zayim. Same thing, let's go back over here. If you have three people that say Edis, and two people come and say, oh, you too were with us somewhere else, that's not considered zayim. They have to go and be mazim all three of them. And in the case of 100, they have to be mazim all 100 of them. They have to have said that all 100 were with them. How do you know, even if it's 100 people, they have to say about all of them that they were with us? Talmud Loimer, Edim. That's where the pasuk comes into play, that it says Edim. Any set of Edim, no matter if it's a pair or if it's 100, is considered a set of Edim that has to be mazim as one. It has to be refuted as one. Rabbi Kiva says, the third person is actually only, the only thing that he's accomplishing is he's making it harder on himself. And to equate himself, to make it that his din will be like these people. Right? You see that when someone adds himself to a bad edus, a bad testimony, all he's doing to himself is making himself liable that he might get killed. And Rabbi Kiva is trying to use this to show us, because we know that the Eibishta is so much better than Mida Taiva, is so much meruba than the Mida of Din. So if im kein onash akosav linitfa lo ivri avera, if this is what the pasuk, the Eibishta, the Torah, punishes to somebody who attaches himself to people who are doing an avera, ki ivri avera, like the people who are doing the avera themselves, alachas kama v'kama, so therefore for sure and for sure, how much more so, Yishalim sachal nitfal la'ose mitzvah. The Eibishter is going to pay a person who attaches himself to the people who are doing a mitzvah, ka'ose mitzvah, like the actual people who are doing the mitzvah themselves. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.